having when they say we are moving. So I think if we can reskin everybody, tell them we are transparent, I think we are in agreement and we can start. We can now start. We have given everybody about almost 10 minutes to find their way in. Now the content advisor has been. So I think we should start. Can I take the opportunity to welcome everybody? We work in our parliament. And he's a deputy of the state as well, as an honorable member. So thank you very much for coming. I think we don't really want to take much time. The items we are dealing with today are not that demanding. So that we deal with the needs of the student meeting and later the tea break. And then look into the oversight. We'll be done. And I'll go to the team. So if we are on the heavy with that agenda as proposed, so you are welcome. The meeting can now move on. I'll then look into the apologies. Let me look into the apologies.
Thank you, Mr. I've got four apologies. Honorable Joe will be taking this advice from Kingdom and Social Media and Family Meeting. Honorable Botani is attending the annual meeting with the Local Committee on the Audience. Honorable Matei is also attending another meeting with the Annual Committee on Political Crowdfunding. And then lastly, we've got Honorable Sipole, who will also attend another meeting with the Social Commission. So they will also not be, they will all not be able to attend today's meeting. And just lastly, Honorable Dean, the most sent an apology that he will be in the meeting early to testify and engage in the second day.
Thank you very much. That's much more, a little bit faster. So I think if we accept the apology, okay, and I'm nodding, and then also I speak nodding. So can we then deal with the, there's one more apology on the
Sorry
about
that, Chief, thank you. Honorable Patricia Allen also has submitted an apology.
Thank you very much. Next item then is dealing with minutes. We start with the minutes of the 24th October 2017. We look at the first page of the meeting to correct, so that we don't come back at the end. Looking at the first page, if my setting is spelled correctly, you should tend to make the page a bit.
The heading, item 2 on the agenda, it should be PMCE, not PMCE.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. On the advisor, special. Thank you very much. Can we go to the second page?
Second last line, the second last word should be South Africa, not South Africa. in today.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm happy to see all the things that I saw. Thank you very much. We're moving to third page. We are now moving to the
moving to the 50th page. Honorable Raja.
Thank you, Honorable Shades. On that second paragraph, on page 5, the Chief Financial Officer provided further detail on the matter and stated that the committee had two B's, so there's an N that's been spoken there, this is a typo, and then be aware that their client's department, so I think that's the wrong spelling of their, it should be T-H-E-I-R, which is not really material, but further down, the last sentence of this paragraph says, "Ponds for things within in a state." I'm not sure what that ponds means. Ponds in my language is an insult. I'm not sure what it was being used for here.
Do you think that what should be what were we attending to? When I was thinking, I don't have the business that I was very born. So what do you think?
The P should not be there, there should be a capital O. It refers to the client department not spending their 100,000 per incident, letting the government fall into repair, and once over 100,000 blaming the department. Just in the same line where we had Tom B instead of 2B, right at the end of the line, there should be a space between 2 and 100.
Thank you very much. We now move to page 2. We are now going to that page 9.
Chair, again, the consistency should be in all the minutes or in all present documentary that we as a committee deal with. Again, the last page Honorable H.M. Tetch, Mary. This on Mr. H.
Thank you very much, consistency. maybe while the golden advisor is getting ready, we may also make the honorable members aware that there were two documents that were sent yesterday, which should also assist the members who have been in the point here. So I hope that will be helpful to the members. So, from the rest paper, the responses also from the department, link those two documents. They will also make us understand where we are in this oversight committee. What is the matter?
Chairperson, thank you. Should I do this?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a bit difficult, Chair, not to. I'm just worried that if I skip too many things, that that never goes on. Because, and so I don't want to go through page by page, but just to say that the report was structured in a particular way, where for each day we listed matters that emerged. And some of these, from the matters that emerged at the end, we would have recommendations that attempt to fix or to address the problems that we found. So perhaps, Chair, one should really read the day, the place where we visited, and rather than reading every single word, even on the matters that arose. And if honourable members' memories are then jogged, then they can just raise stuff that's not there or things that are missing to them.
Alright.
So, Chair, I want to say at the outset that each day where it says Monday will be removed from the report. For the simple reason that right at the beginning we already say that a visit took place from the 11th to 15th September. It's obvious that it's a Monday to a Friday. And for us to be repetitive in that way would take away some of the quality of the report. So we will remove those blocks that said Monday and Tuesday, etc. And so that the repetition of the issue, for instance, if we look at page 2, will not happen. So I will then do as I say, Chair, the method to follow is to raise the particular place where we were on the Thursday and then read through each heading, and this can stop me in case there are things that they would like me, like us to add or to emphasize. So Bishu, Kasama building at Independence, situated at Independence Avenue. We had a briefing by the DPW and the PMCE. Members may recall that it was a briefing that covered everything that we were getting focused on. And just to say that we focused specifically on the issue of how the department in the provinces, this was one of the second events, I think, where we go to provinces to see the interplay between the national department, the provincial, and the regional offices. And this rural province was very important for us to us. So at this venue, we got a briefing from DPW and the PMCE, where the DP briefed us on the status of the removal and the register, property maintenance and leasing, municipal debt, rural town development, and job creation in the province. We then had a number of matters that emerged around the removal and the register. Just to say, Chair, that the third and fourth bullet, we attempted to make a link between what we focused on and the actual act that guides removal asset management and maintenance. And as I looked at it this morning, I thought perhaps the committee may need guidance. guidance on what we do with our shared responsibility. Because those are two sections and subsections from the Government Global Asset Management Act. And members may want to instruct us to either have that as a footnote or just a reference to the particular section, rather than have it there as matters that emerge. So I'll just pause, Chair, to get instruction on that. So if you don't want to do that.
Can we understand the input of the members? So the Connect Advisor, Honorable Mancera, and the Honorable Salam.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
We have that all.
I do understand, but
maybe for record, that's what we
are talking about. On the fact bullet, those figures there, the transmission services companies are coming. I don't know if we can be able to clarify that thing. Especially when we're talking of completed projects, concept projects, and so on. Thanks.
I'd like to worry about that.
Well, thank you, Chair. I think it is necessary to be there in the report because we as the committee understand and know. But this report is public consumption. So anyone that's not of faith with the work of public works doesn't understand that government has got a Google of asset register or asset management register and that. I think it is good. We should leave it in there. Because as this report goes to the ATC, that becomes public knowledge. And it's there for public consumption to use and all that. So those people that do not complain with our public works work, they give them to reference on these things. So I would suggest that we leave it in as it is in the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think, okay. Welcome,
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks to the content advisor. I want to check here, on the first bullet, as my colleague has indicated, especially Honorable Martinella, you talk about this completed project, but you said the total value of the asset register is 188.9 billion. But when you add, you get like 186.1 billion. And then we are not sure that 1.4 billion whether it's part of this one, because it's like another sentence that we are indicating that there was the one that was completed to be so much, or is it included in the total value of the asset that is in the register. Thank
you.
Thank you, okay. Just to assist, not that I would ask this one, but all of them are carried to the ones at 8.9. I've done that efficient push. So, maybe, instead of saying so very much, perhaps it should be to give an explanation. The next sentence then should start with, this is made up of the following. To make it easier for us to understand that all those figures make up the 108.9 billion. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you very much. I think that is very helpful. I think you've got the direction from the next chamber. The more we are very simple and clarified to keep in the man on the street, the better.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we just, having looked at this first matter, because that was 1.1, the move was one of the digital matters that emerged and that resulted. The bullet really
are there in PMTB, the dissertation workshop to do next year. Honorable Chair, I recall even in the last meeting that we spoke of the use of youth. I employ youth for maintenance purposes. And so that subheading, my meaning and subheading had to do with that. And all of the matters here was the DG responding to members asking for how far did we get for that in this one. So the DG enlisted, and honorable members may recall that the regional office manager of the province attempted to, but the DG stopped him because he was giving irrelevant input, and the DG decided to take over. So, if members don't have anything on 1.21 chain that needs to be added or taken away, then we move to 1.2.2, the different types of maintenance, and the danger of non-compliance with the Government Removal Asset Management Act. Members raised this as a serious problem, and a serious challenge, that if it is not being done, then the Department and the PMC is not compliant with the EL. It's also raised, keeping in mind that both the Auditor General and this committee raised the issue of non-compliance over a number of years, stating that has to be stuck. All the legal frameworks have to be implemented. So the Buddhists are their chair, and again, under this particular heading, if members want to add or subtract or alter. That subheading takes us to page 6, Chair, where the next item that was raised was job creation through the EPWP. Where the DDG of EPWP gave input at that meeting and provided details on the public employment program, which is really just a bigger, a broader heading for the type of program under which EPWP falls the government, and the Interministerial Committee's management of it. So EPWP is not really something that really Department of Public Works focuses across government, and is an IMC that manages that and monitors it. Those bullets, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, take us to page 7, which is the second activity of that day, which was a site visit to Sakuru Kela Senior Secondary School, we go through Fort Boston. It is the school of the very cold that was where the governing body was not pleased with the manner in which the sand project was eventually rolled out. The school management team, the principal was there, and the governing body chair was there, and they informed us that what they were promised was not what was booked. They were promised a wall, and they were promised that the fence would be of critical quality, and they were not seen. I'm just raising what is under 2.1. So except for the numbers that speak of the budget, and we noticed that 74%, they said 74% of the work was completed. Honourable members were there, they were very concerned that what they saw wasn't really 74%. It was quite a lot, so that it was done. I then go to point 2.2, which is what the members noted, and which details some of the stuff that is mentioned now. And the responses also of the contractor, as well as the project manager. Honourable members were quite correct in their assessment of the project, and quite correct in expecting seems to be a problem with the project manager being, again, something that came up in our previous meeting, last week's meeting, the issue of project managers being snubbed under. And it's quite evident in this project, where the project manager could not really give this information that she should have had. So, Honourable Chair, I'll pause because that's the end of the first day. But just before we go there, and this was noted on page 9, the Tuesday 12th September, the blog, and that will be taken away. Honourable Chair, I'll pause. I think I'm going to say.
Thank you, Brother Major Chen. No, I think we must look at the issue. It included the issue of the workshop session because we need to make a follow-up because, you know, since the beginning of their turnaround strategy, they are in the 50 now, they are talking about the resuscitation of the workshop. But we don't see practically that it's happening because even in the villages where we are staying, they still outsource it, but even to put a globe, you know, instead of, you know, trying to build the capacity in the workshop so they can dispense them to assist timely where they are at a problem rather than outsourcing that way. So I think the issue of the follow-up on the resuscitation plan, because it's really why to see, because all the time when you are there saying that people will be, their people will be. So it will be important that we get the resuscitation plan of the workshop, including the budget and so on, where is it, which closing, so that when we do an oversight, we are in a position maybe to go and see whether this is happening. Also, in the school, the visit of the school on page 7, that particular school, we had a great concert. One of the concerns was that this school is a two-story. Yeah. So, but there was no provision for people with disabilities. And we did not understand why. That when the building of the government does not provide the provision, you know, of people with disabilities. It does down, but when you go, the admin is up on top, but there is no provision for people with disabilities, which is something that needs to be followed up because it can't be helped. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I'm just going to summarise a few of the issues I had so far. So, let's start maybe on page 3. We're looking at the fourth bullet point, and it says the committee engaged with DG, was not the acting DG, but then on a number of occasions, so just a grammatical issue there. Then on page 5, we refer to GIAMA, G-I-A-M-A, understanding this is going to become a public document. I can't find what the extrapolation of that acronym is. I presume it's government infrastructure and asset management. Okay, cool. We just need to reference that somewhere. I know that the majority of other acronyms are detailed on pages 1 and 2, so we can just extrapolate on that. And then, look, I just feel that there's no issues of the committee noted or the committee or matters emerged following that first presentation. And I think that there were quite a few comments that emerged on it while we were there. One of which was that, for example, the second bullet point from point 6, on page 6, is that the concern expressed that EPWP as a program was not working and was oversimplified. I think that what we agreed with on that date is that yes, EPWP is working, but the implementation is not uniform across different places. And I think that the main concern of the committee in response to that was that they also are seen not in the in the paperwork that got put here. The first question was, why is the school not being managed by province? And there was comment about the CD project, but then I wasn't sure if a CD relates to well-built schools already, or is a CD covering the whole of the Eastern Cape province. That was a side question which wouldn't have found its way onto the minutes, but it still remains a question in the back of my mind. Is are all Eastern Cape schools under the National Department's auspices, or only a CD school? And another question that was repeatedly asked and there wasn't really an answer is why are we spending so much money on renovating a school when building a new school could have been a lot cheaper?
When you raise things, you want them to buy. Because if you don't raise them, they won't be collected. So I think I'm quite happy that the honorable members have made all this. Because, in fact, the way the situation is, would the matter go back? I agree with that, you know, for all. People must not think if you have gone, you may not come again. Because you have. So because the problem is who builds it in that problem. Not in one area that has it. So I think we have been putting to there are problems at that time. There may be problems. You can see that they are improving every day. So I think I am happy with your input. Yes. Is that what part of Western must build South Africa? So, we must make government work. So, with your input, I'm quite encouraged that we must make South Africa work, including this decade. It cannot be number one, number two all the time. So, we must talk, they move, if we need to respond. So, Colin Vaila, move on. Okay, there's one point.
There's also just an addition in terms of the school, because one of the issues that was raised was that the contractor and the sale group had not been paid. At the time of the visit, they hadn't been paid since July 2017. That's what the information we needed to include in the report, and then that was also one of the issues.
Some of these points that are outstanding, important that we in isolate and take them out, so that we, my hope is we can also just follow up what has happened outside the moment, so that people must not think one to five, and they can celebrate. So I think let's do that, let's do our best to follow up on that I isolated them. And then we check what is. And then we give it before the portfolio meeting. We don't wait for the portfolio meeting for things to happen. So I think it's important that we not do this for the
other. Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I may, just to assist the committee with beefing up, because quite a lot of the points that the members raised are actually captured in the notes that the researcher took. And so I just want to refer to the document of the researcher and say here that on page 3 of the 8-page document under Sakuru Reza, there is a number of those points that we will insert in response to the issues that the members have, because they have been captured. So from page 3 and page 4, honorable members have noted that all of that is there, and we will move that into our report.
Okay.
Just about honorable Ryder's request for the acronyms like GIAMA, etc., to be clear. We will do so, Chair, but just to alert members to the fact that the report doesn't have it in. It's on a footnote on page 2 that refers to section 4, the first footnote of the report. And then just to clarify on page 3, bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4 that refers to the DG. At that time, we still had Mr. Zabantu as the DG. So the report has to indicate the DG as was the permanently appointed DG at that time. On the second day we went to Kingalindyabo Sabata local municipality. We visited the stadium and had a presentation from KSD local municipality. The background of the municipality is provided there. And then the following matters emerged. The first one, C11, is the immovable asset register and the debt that the department owes the municipality. So just to refresh honorable members' memory, that the focus of the visit was on this type of thing. How does the national department intervene with provincial and local government departments? So the movement of the debt and the debt owed was raised. The following bullets are all responses as well as responses from the presenters to members' queries and members noting and querying them. So those are the bullets on page, the four bullets on page 9. Then another issue, another matter that was sharply raised was the issue of job creation through EPWP projects in KSD. And just to refer to Honourable Horizon's previous point about EPWP projects and the skewed manner. It's not uniformly implemented. It's implemented very badly in some places, including the aspect of, in this event, at this particular event, it was very well raised. And members will continue raising this correctly, so how are beneficiaries selected? That matter was raised and dealt with quite substantially here. Chair, then the third issue is removal of assets, municipal debt owed and maintenance. That's a specific one, and maintenance and leasing. With the committee question, there was a matter of 431 properties that the municipality transferred, and the issue of title deeds. It sounded, there was no watertight way in which they explained themselves on that matter. And these bullets try to capture and trouble that. Chair, we then visited the Tata Magistrate Office, where one can basically just say that we found the Magistrate Office that is not suitable for use. If the Department of Justice has to provide judicial services to the community there, this building cannot assist with that. It's unsuitable, it's been altered in that space as well. An honorable member engaged the Chief Magistrate as well as the managerial management on that. Kuka Development Corporation was the agent there that was used by the PMDE to implement both the changes that were needed for the legislative office to actually function. In this case, it was in the next site that we visited. And they gave a presentation and an undertaking to send a regular report to us. And I must just say, honorable members, those reports do arrive. I think Ms. Chobolwana, I think it's about the second or the third report, monthly report, that we get on the second one. So if honorable members are interested, we have those reports, honorable chair, that they promised in this meeting to send us regularly. Kuka, as the administration. The Kuka is the management. The matters that emerged are page 12. And what we do on page 13 in the case of this magistrate office, because the issue is quite serious, Chair, and the committee actually made certain findings. And those findings are then the three listed at the bottom of page 30. We will hold the heading, should be at the bottom there. That heading that I refer to is the next slide change, which is the High Court, where we had a presentation from Kuhla as a management agent or agency. And there was one finding that came out of matters emerged, and then one finding that came out of that. Chair, I will pause there because we can cluster those few slides together, and then all of them can guide us further.
Can anyone put from page 9 to the international language court matter, honorable writer?
On page 11. Paragraph titled 3.1.3 Immovable Assets, Municipal Debt Matters, at least in the last bullet point there, is very kindly worded. And I would prefer, Chair, because of the way that this happened, I would prefer if the bullet point could read as follows. The municipal manager announced that a long outstanding amount of 41 million rand was transferred from the national DPW to the municipal account the night before the committee's visit. Just to show that this amazing service took place, I think I would really like to have that highlighted. In terms of the visit to the magistrate's court, on the findings, perhaps matters that emerged on page 12 and 13, I really think that we need to detail there that after 16 years of this project, no progress had been made. The project was started in 2001, and no progress had been made after 16 years, other than a promise that we're about to start. So, if we can just detail somewhere there that this thing, I'm not sure if it was a public works problem or a Department of Justice or a combination of the two in terms of funding, but it has to be made clear that this project had been long outstanding. And then also further on that as well, again, I'm not sure if it belongs under matters that emerged or findings. I think I would put it under findings. Is that there was no internal effort at maintenance. Now, we've made that point in various other places throughout the report, but it's something that I think that needs to be highlighted, is that there was, not even a case of putting a nail into the wall to reattach the blinds to the window frame. The cleaning was not up to standard. Broken blinds were just left to hang, etc. So there was absolutely zero effort by the user department and the tenants inside the building. I think that needs to be highlighted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Adam.
Okay, thank you very much. I think it was captured quite well. One thing that we said that is that and I couldn't find it in the findings or in the other at the end of recommendations to the minister. We then just said that during that process, because everyone was complaining about the budget, Justice Department was complaining that they didn't have a budget, whereas Kuhla and Kuhla DPW, we stated that the ministers, the two ministers, should then, the two executive authorities, approach Treasury to make more money available to Kuhla to look at the alternative site for the justice precinct of the diocese. I think that is
think that shouldn't be a method in which it should actually be a finding. I'm just struggling a bit because it seems as if the second point Arbhorada made on the whole theory was linked to the first one of 16 years. And that's the point I made earlier on around maintenance as well. And I think the DG, and even in last week's meeting it was made, and the CFO made the point again as well, that the 100,000 rand per incident as state of Indiana is the client department to use per incident, no? It's not true. Per incident I think can use 100,000 to fix this year and there. But they wait for it to look like we found the cause for it. And therefore, we can the team may put that as one finding, rather than two different ones, because one thing is the other, with the permission of the chair and the committee. Then, Honourable Chair, just the last point that the Honourable Adams made of the need for the two departments, the executive authorities of the two departments, to engage national theory for more funds. On page 13 on the findings, the third bullet expresses that. What we avoid, Honourable Chair, is to instruct too strongly to the executive authorities precisely where and what. So we just struggling, should we say if I go to Google or should it be extra money in PMTE? Because when we think of our money as transferred from agency to departments or agencies, that is normally to the main department. And so we're just careful not to just say to Google because that could be incorrect. So just we haven't captured we always want to please our members. And so if we can, the Honourable Adams can fight with us and then we'll put it there. But we'll put it there in a more procedurally proper way.
Okay, Honourable Adams. Excuse me, Chair. Just as you know, I hear what the comments are saying, and one point is correct, but on the other hand, who has been appointed due to the fact that there is no money at DPW and at PNP. The coup has been appointed under the PICC, Presidential Infrastructure Committee, and with Operation Pakistan. To have that type of money available, and in our other engagement with coup, because we're not spending the money, from 400 million, it was then money was taken away by trading, and they ended up with 192 million because they did not spend the money. So based on the fact that Kuha gets the money even as two departments, I would suggest that we instruct two authorities, because that is in terms of our mandate, where we have the oversight over the executive. If we instruct the executive to ask the agency to give the money to Kuha, so that Kuha, who is part of this whole program, must then provide the necessary funding for the rollout of the program. Because Kuha is already involved in it, as Utah High Court.
Maybe we need to be more informed as to the involvement of whether it is helpful or because they are also dealing with many other issues, they are focusing in many other areas. In as far as this area, look, for 16 years, Kuha has been there. I guess they will fund it. What did they do? Do we want to give more? So I think we must look at the best option to save funds and ensure that the project go to where they are needed. So if Google would be the best,
by death they are gone. But let us know what was their building. Because there was a revolution as long ago as 2001, informed by the need. But today, nothing happened. Who failed us? So that we don't ask the same person who failed us. I think we should be sure. You want to come back on that issue, Anabhata?
No, thank you, Chair. Chair, so I think that who has recently been appointed to assist the Department of Public Works? Because of, the reason was because of the findings and because of the Auditor General administration for trusting Public Works to spend the money as there has been going on for the past 23 years. Public Works could not spend money and utilize money for any other things except for, as you also said, where service delivery should be. So who has been appointed by the Presidential Infrastructure Committee to assist Public Works in terms of rolling out the infrastructure, rollout and all that? That's why who has got get money to assist Public Works. And that's why they are involved in a whole lot of public projects, Chair. So I think the best people is that you can ask the two executive authorities, see that Kuka is already involved, but that money should be refilled and spent by Kuka. That was part of what we said in also most of our oversight budget. Kuka refilled and spent the money. You see what happened with your previous allocation, because you did not spend it, you did not refill. It was taken away by the nation. So I think you should really assist, because rightly as you said, rightly, how do you trust a person when you give him something and he does not go and give him? You know, so I think that was the view of Treasury as well. Not trusting Public Works. That's why they bring in an implementing agent like Kuka to say, assist Public Works with that.
Let me hear the question advisor and the president.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, we are appointed to support the committee. And we love pleasing the committee and members. So but we don't go so far as to do it simply because we like the members. We do it because we must do our work correctly. So Chair, while I was correct about my point earlier on, I want to accommodate the point that the Honourable Adam was raising, and that it can be accommodated, Chair. What I will do, Chair, is bullet point three, there will be a bullet below that. And I know we will be criticized when we do this, for saying that we should have just kept it as part of the third bullet. But I think the Honourable Member would be better served, the point that you make, if we keep it as a separate bullet, and we say the appointment of Kuka, and I will put it in a particular way, but here I will just say Kuka now, as implementing agency by the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Committee for several projects of government, necessitates such funding to ensure the concretization of projects. Now, a link, therefore, with the previous one said to the citizens and the DGs must speak to Treasury in order to unlock more funds. I hope the Honourable Adams is pleased with that. I think the researcher wanted to give input on the ring-fencing aspect.
Because they only had the engine, the 11 and the
mean, I think that will be the best, because now an entity that deals with too many projects, it's easy that you may ensure that they can fund that. The people that are running that entity, they may prioritize other projects, not the one you were talking about. So it's important that you mention the areas that you have seen, so that it is, they may be looking at others, but it is those ones, in particular those ones that you have seen here, and so you should be able to do this basically. But there may be others as well. So it's important that we, the Department of Public Works as well, must be able to take us along in as far as how many, because we may have seen this one in the Omtata. But what happens in the rural towns may be even worse. So I think Public Works must also take us along. I think we are in argument, but we must be clear that when we file for this fund, we are looking for the particular area. So I think clear now in argument. The last comment will be honorable. I think we'll take a break after this, because we didn't go for area break. So I think we'll cover ground now. In the honorable speaker, detail at the stage. So, honorable Alan?
Okay, you're correct in your observation and point. But that's why Cook has been appointed. And the mistake that Cook has taken, I think, at the committee we have been rectified, told us that mistake, is that we must refill specific projects, but be specific and spend the money. Because same project you will spend and you don't spend also. Because then traffic takes away. But I think also if this thing, if we can add that also into our report. I'm the chairman of the content advisory committee. So he says that if we can put that in our report, that KUHA needs to refill and spend on the specific project. Because it seems that we fight for them to get more money, but then they don't spend the money on the specific project. It's like to say that water down the drain. So I agree with the chair, we have to be specific, but we need to put it into our report as well, by KUHA needs to spend, and we spend the space on the specific project.
Thank you.
Okay, this is one of the difficult things that we mentioned, that we do things to, you know, the service. But we also have to caution members, and I know the Honorable Adam refers to spending, but spending alone is, this committee on the board chair has followed the specific methodology with the process and its meetings with the department and the PFD and the other agencies. And that is not only to look at did you spend, but it's to look at what you do with it. Did the people benefit? And I know that the honorable member is saying it in that way. But we will admit that the board chair that we're not interested in spending on it. Because it could mean that you spend and there's nothing to be seen, exactly. Chair, but I just wanted to... there was something that I wanted to raise.
Chair, let him have some tea, you might get his
news. It's fine, Chair. What is happening?
Now, I think one of the members we have done very well. Let's take a break. 15 minutes, I guess, will do. So I think we are doing quite well. The report has been allocated, but that our oversight work produced results.
I invite everyone there. Why say oh no, but I'm saying and also what that by the back. It's not expenditure per se. It's expenditure on visible projects. So value for money.
Not there. Don't have a problem since people finish money, you know. But you don't see where has this money gone.
So don't avoid that. Where we know where the problems are, let's mention those problems. The man must go there. Because of sin. So let's assume them. And if in Google Earth, give them timeline, I think that would assist. On the other side, tend to assist people who are not moving quicker. So I think we will come back. Let's take breakfast for 15 minutes, we'll be back. Say 20 past 11. Thank you very much.
Provided. There was a need expressed by the community.
dealing with 8.1 job creation, 3 CWP projects, and the importance of training, the training component of EPWP projects. Can these are two sub-issues, sub-headings, but important matters that emerge. Topic 17 are some of the issues and questions that members raised. 8.12 regarding the selection of beneficiaries. This committee was pleased with how this specific municipality was implementing the guidelines that the EPWP branch provides for the selection of beneficiaries to ensure that this selection of EPWP beneficiaries does not become a political tool. That gap should be removed, so 8.2 is closer. And then 8.2 is again the maintenance and leasing of properties and the current and arrears debt that this department owes to the municipality. The importance of Mbashe, Chair, relative to you were not part of the committee. The importance of Mbashe, Chetuli, and in the case of the local municipality, is that this is a small municipality, it's a rural municipality, where more than 90% of the people that are served do not live in the town area. So they don't really access the services. And they gave us a good explanation of that. But as I say, honorable members, I add what we did not mention. Again, Thursday, 14th September will be removed. We refer to Westbank Correctional Services Center in East London, where the overcrowding of prison cells is one of the matters that emerged. Security of the prison building is the other. A centralized supply chain management that slows down maintenance and services to the department, the fire department, correctional service department. This delinquency is a matter that was raised in last week's committee meeting, I think, as well. I think it was raised as the need for localizing budgets to regional offices. So because it's centralized at the moment. Here, delinquency is taken matter because in this specific meeting that emerged. But I'm just raising that it can be changed. Then 9.4, the killing of offenders, and 9.5, the deteriorating condition of holdings of the Westbank Correctional Service Center as a whole. Then 9.6 reveals no plans to deal with the water challenges that were faced. In other words, no plans of the specific facility. But then also in collaboration with the regional office, we found no plan to deal with the shortage of water and drought conditions. The next fight was a visit to the Eastern Cape Disability Economic Empowerment Trust, Itemba Letu, in Mudatsane. The background is provided. The findings are listed. And again, it's not exhaustible, and we are not at all naive to Chair Emeritus wants anything added, we will do so, or change. And the last fight was an unannounced visit to the King William Sound Police Station. And we did this during the night time, not because we planned, but we forced it in to ensure that we were able to. And was actually strategically a good move. The bullet list, the matters that emerged, and then we have the recommendation for the end of the issue. Thank you very much. So that's just paging back to page 14. In case I want to make it, thank you.
explained in case that we are not aware where it is explained. But the friend would not explain where it is. So it's always true. But it's in a small area, so more than natural. So it's like we have explained here. It's known that that is quite a well known thing. So, well, take him. Oh, maybe the wife of God in the very first pages where we're in page 9, where we're talking about the presentation, page 9, the 3.1 above the 0.3 stadium, King Khadija was a part of local municipality. I think that can be corrected. King Sabata Dalinia. So that's why it's spelled KSD is King Sabata Dalinia. So this can be corrected, otherwise the people will be offended. The person's name is Sabata Dalinia with the same.
Stretch.
day maintenance was highlighted again on all of these visits. And then I'll leave my last comments for the final recommendations. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much, Honorable Madhgar.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. It's just that I was not part of the visit because it has come to the tourism. But there is this issue of the, in the area, the small construction that is able to ignore. I think we should say something about that one in our documentation. It is very true. It is to be spicy there for the real estate need. They don't have such people in their business. Maybe we should talk to that one. Again, it is good that we go over time. Because in one case, when the finance is there, they talk about good things that they are doing. But when you go down, as we said last time, we find that things are different. On page 16, where we talk about the bill number 2, and the letters in the head, where there is a contractor that was not paid for time, listed and also that was listed by the staff who was not complying and so on and so on. That is because the day-to-day payment is not added to, which also we should say something about it at the end of our report. There is another one, I think it was 890. The very first I don't know, I'm still submitting the one that I got the one that is the last part was before Thursday, before West Unfortunate Thursday. The National and Provincial Department owe more than 1% of the budget of the municipality. Can we translate this into what we mean by just 1%? And also the under coordinated services, the last bullet under overcrowding of the prison sector, when we talk about excessive overcrowding. I don't know in our communication family also, is it not possible to look at other prisons around as whether they are safe in order for instead of waiting for the reconstruction or the construction of a new prison where it is that they will not face whether they will put it and still trying to get a prison really. What about the situation with the other prisons around that area? Can they offload the situation?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Adam.
Thank you very much. We were just laughing there because we said all the persons are overcrowded. So, I've been gathered by Professor Matehela on some of the points, and my worry that's the problem if you have previous mayors in committees like public works and all that. Then they take the cap of local government and that. But it's good to have them here over there. the one with Kenturi, I was under the method that inverted the last bullet point. I was request three new chairs that if the content advisor can make the sentence a bit more harsher. Because you see, state of the art equipment, state of the art, gathering time, standing to rest. Now, someone, my neighbor next to me on my right, is always talking about consequence management. Now, say over your words, where it is that it can serve people in the rural area, these people of the article, it's getting that the cost of management must
someone must be out council. Because going to Westbrook can help mother, father, child in that deep rural area. Also the other point that we missed here was that the Department of Health has said there that they've got the staff available to be transferred to the clinic, but because of the non-payment, the staff can't work there. Because the clinic is closed for cluster, and it's locked up the clinic, the key, and all that. And so based on that thing, but that's possible. What? No, you're off, are you? Oh, okay. I thought you were coming to you, Chen. The way she looked so serious, I thought this was a lot lover of you that has come now to find it. We should be very much strong here that the staff were ready to be transferred, I think, from London or Uganda to go and work there at that clinic. And because of the non-payment, you see, Chen, the consequence is cost. For the snowboarding trick, it got one little thing, it got a snowboarding trick on the delivery and the rollout of the service. That should also be included, Chair. Then on the, I know I had some happiness about the recovering of the class, you know, the C-54 project, and 34 million is going to be spent. 10 million for recovery and 24 million for time. Now my initial question there was, why don't you start with the initial timing and straight from the start? And then there was a lot of excuses that totally doesn't make sense. But I would suggest that as a committee we rather say that, because it's only one part of the road that will be done for 10 million. The other part, I don't see it yet, which will also be done, which was also supposed to be done. They've also quoted that figure, but that might be fun to be now. But I think they could have started with the 24 million for the whole stretch of the road with any charge change. But also it brings down the point of spending money. But as you also said, Chair, that we are in the department here, or the committee here, value for money. Because that money must also create accidents. It must also kill people, specifically the rural people. And then, Chair, the point that Barton was telling was there was a wide factor, because this 1% crippled them in terms of their rollout. They have to use some of the big funding for other areas, for other things, and instead of spending the big funding for the infrastructure that's supposed to be, because of the non-payment of national department, not happened to change. And then the person has recovered, Jefferson, the one factor of the person is the 100,000 rand maintenance budget that the person got, but they don't want to skill their offenders, or they don't want to draw professional artisans, which are officials of the Department of Correctional Services, also there, and learn offenders how to maintain the person as such. And then the last one was for 3021 on the clinic in Barantani. We also said that more government departments, not just the city, should be added. We also looked at the NYDA, the presidency, the Minister of Money, the presidency, and all those should be added, because these people are doing a sterling job, Jefferson. A sterling, sterling job. You know, some of us even bought products there from them. to empower that rural community, but you won't say that in such communities they can gems and can so look after themselves. And of course, although they are handicapped, but it's what advantage us to do things there. So if we can also the last bullet point on page 21, we should really push that stronger. Where public works, if they've got a building or two in the near facility area that is vacant, should be then utilized for this project, for these wonderful people there. And then the in Williamstown police station, it is a storage space. How we can see that building of the state have been vandalized and have been unused as such. So it's really something that we must push very strongly in terms of police, say, that the minister also get in touch with the counterparts in police to really look at some of these things. The officers of the detectives, which must investigate cases, are just one time to be left for vandalism. Records can't be found. So if you can't keep records secure, then how do you prosecute the criminal in that case? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Honorable Mr. Sayarada. We'd love to hear your voice before we close. You can take the mic to them. We did receive your apology. We are quite happy to have you. We're feeling more open.
Thank you, Chair. I would
want
to celebrate on our mandate as the Portfolio Committee of Public Works. I see a lot of recommendations. But knowing there is the time frame attached to. The other thing is Chairperson, who is keeping an eye on the recommendations? That I would like to know. Then Chairperson, my colleague spoke here about West Bay Correctional Service Center in London. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend the oversight meeting, as both of us are also members of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, and we also made the oversight meeting. But I get the impression and specifically speaking to page 20, I get the impression that the security of the person, police, the life changes there on page 20. Now, someone is making an observation with regard to children being with their mother born in the prison. It looks to me like an observation. But what I would like to know is whether the committee actually visited the facilities where the mother and the children were kept. Because are these facilities jumping? I'd like to know that. Another one that comes to me, but oh yeah, and the contractor. This person was on the 11th to the 15th of September, it's 2 months ago, has contacted the bank because this non-payment has died yet on his personal finance. Has been paid. You know, this thing I spoke from the beginning. We are fighting and we don't watch our findings where they are coming. So it's needed for us to do findings, but it's needed for us to do oversight when these things are not corrected. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much,
I'm quite happy on missing your boat.
Thank you. Thank you, Chef. There's something I'm missing here on page 21. The findings on HMK disability. If you remember, we are told that there was a 180 million that is missing and nobody is accountable for it. Did you want to talk about it? I still remember. I think the group went together. Well, that's a big comment. And the second thing is question of the relationship between this EPW and the NPOs. Who's doing what and who's monitoring who? You know, I just didn't be concerned. I don't understand what is happening with the relationship because apparently that's the exact problem we had. Because you can see that they really need a property which they cannot find. They tried them for years and years with the power. It's about 4 years looking for property. But they were being taken from pillar to post. Nobody is responsible for this, but they said that the property belongs to capital. The last one is question of the prison. My colleague here asked about the he went to see mother and child environment in a prison. It wasn't easy for us to go around to country. We're given a time that we could be there for such a time because you know to work with the criminal is not an easy one. Everything can be done anytime. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One last point from Honorable Mathia.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, for giving me the last slide. I'm the ETM Value Tree Center. I think it's bullet number 2 and number 3. To me, they look like they were there, especially for someone who is living in the city and is in public domain and not understanding the situation. So that's number one, I mean number 2 and number 3. It says the project started in 2007 with 20 beneficiaries and received that particular funding. And then project number 3. Number 2, it says the project was to increase the number of beneficiaries from 80 to 150. What is the present number of beneficiaries as it is now? Because it started with 300, but it immediately to increase to that number. But what is it at the present moment? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me see if my team here is able to try assist. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair, we will respond to some, but not to all, as some of the matters raised actually cover aspects of the presentation, and they are actually presented here as matters that emerge in engagement with the department and the officials. So as the information presented here is, they are, as they came from those people, in engagement with them. Just in response to the bullet that speaks of the presence of two babies in the female prison.
even entered the, I think, the section that we actually visited, and the female that we actually spoke to, interaction with in the cell, was actually the hospital section.
We were
inside.
Honorable
Chair, we were unfortunately left out. but just about the female prisoners, we went into that, but not where the babies were. The Honorable Adams, who used to be the acting chair of the committee, gender, as support staff, we are complaining that he took us into a medium B male prison, overcrowded prison cell, and insisted all of us were in, knowing that some of us might be kept behind. I still have a grievance process on the go on that one. Everyone was sensitive, everyone was uncomfortable. But he was comfortable there, I don't know why. The honorable members that were there can testify to that. We went into the kitchen area. We practically went into areas that other people would normally not be allowed into. We were allowed to take some pictures, but we cannot share those pictures. Because, in fact, we were only allowed to take it because we do follow up on something. Because wherever the regional office manager took photos, trying to focus as well. And there are the committees. I must say, Chair, that I did something that I normally wouldn't do. I take photos on the visit, and I actually sent them to some members who were Facebook foodies and Instagram foodies. I send it to them because it's out there. But the person is, you would not find the photos of that because we are prevented from being not allowed. But just check, the Honourable Adams raised a very important matter, except for the matter on the children and where we visited to them. That's a very sharp and, you know, very important instruction to give them. To make certain that when they speak about something, they must have seen it. And it's what I referred to earlier on, that this committee is one that is about material evidence. It's about material evidence that we generate from meetings with the department and from organizers. And we go into uncomfortable places, Chair. We don't go into comfortable places. Which is why we are thankful for the Honorable Acting Chair to have taken us. But I want to raise, I want to deal with the matter of, do you check up after you got to the visit? Do you, that's an important question, do you follow up? And Chair, I must say that as the committee we check, and as the committee we follow up. And I suppose that because the committee insists on that, we do it. I was just speaking to the secretary earlier on before the committee meeting that there is a sheet, I think I referred to the Honorable Adams, because she raised it with more than one. Beautiful follow-up. And I can say to the committee, we do. We have a sheet, it's got three colors on it. It's got yellow, orange, and green. That sheet, the members can have it. I did send it to members a little while ago, one version of it, which was earlier in this financial year. That is the sheet that gives us the topic of every week's meeting. In other words, what we are saying, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, is the topics in our meeting are actually from recommendations and findings. We make certain that they go in there. I will, Honorable Chair, after tomorrow's meeting with you, which is scheduled, take under your instruction. it's not just fiction, but it's actually material as well. Honorable Chair, just on the specific around the money from Itamale to Indasani, the Eastern Cape Disability Economic Empowerment Fund, that the Honorable Matthias gave you first. The amount is not 180 million. We have it on record that it's 115 million. And the background information of the thing on the project didn't have that information. That information came out of the engagement there, where the chief director in charge of the project referred to the donation of 115 million that is being investigated. We will, because we've been instructed by the Honourable Materials Input to put it in, we will research it. But we will state that it is under investigation by the Honourable Chair, we will insert the NYDA and other departments as per the input of the Honourable Head of Senate. And I noticed, Honourable Chair, a 12.8 with the 12.7, the 7 recommendations. I noticed that there needs to be 8 recommendations. The last one, or maybe I should insert it in a different way, but this is the recommendation that would have to be added. The appointment of local contractors in the Eastern Cape. That matter of Gauteng contractor. But we relate that as it's actually policy of the department and of the government that local contractors get the services. And so we relate it as the municipalities and provincial departments, because it's the provincial department project, by the way, must ensure that they implement policy of the national department and national security. And then we will raise the issue of those matters that are involved. The issue of public relations is not strong enough. Also, we went into that stuff, level stuff, and it was bad. After that, when we went into the accommodation of staff, there were no doors on the ablution and the toilet facilities, and in spite of the staff telling us that the male separated, female separated, we were told male and female lived there together, and if you walk past there and you see a toilet, even local central business district public toilets that are not maintained does not look like that. That's not like that. I'm raising this chair because we will then put that point much farther than whatever it is. I must just say to members that we are officials. It's demanded from us to write things as neutral as possible. We'll only put the flavor there if you're instructed to do so. And what I'm saying is that the things that some of the women, even members that were not there, the things that they bring to the work that we have to bring in,
they are not saying food fighting, the truth. That is all we want to do, the truth. Not fighting, not paper. The truth.
And then, Chair, the issue of municipal debt, we will insert a national aspiration. That's it. The way it is in Korea.
And the trauma.
Yes, and we will also, Honorable Adam, the male one. the Honourable to the former municipal manager of the National and we will make sure that the frequent speech is also given the necessary information. Thank you, Jim.
Might be the research.
Thank you. Just the issue raised on page 21 about the number of beneficiaries. I think what we need to do is just to switch those two sentences around, because what they did indicate was that the initial one where the project started was 50 beneficiaries. They then reported to us that they increased from 80 participants in 2016 to 150 in 2017.
Honourable Madam, and Honourable Adam, and Honourable Mathias.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, can I just clarify, can I just check? Have we handled recommendations already? Because I have some things that I still want to mention on the recommendations. It's still coming. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In that case, if she was indicating on those two sentences that I was talking about, it means therefore we could maybe say the project started in 2007, incentive in 3 years, and it has since increased from 80 to 150 beginning in 2017 to 2018. I think it should make sense. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable
Adam. Chair, no, I have also looking after recommendations. Because what I wanted to add should also be part of the recommendation.
Thank you very much. Can we go back to the... Okay, that issue about the missing who are seen, what is seen. It's important when we include first or not there, I hope you add it, because I'm not talk about the woman, because we're a committee. So let's be sure that that thing has some credibility. You don't add a woman, but it's something that indeed you can also link where you got it from. So that when we pull up, we will know what you do. Okay, I think we must then go to the recommendation. You have been doing well, Professor Abaya. You have been doing well, so let's go together to the recommendation. Thank you, Dr. Chair. I'm just wondering, Honourable Chair, would you like me to read for each one and then pause for members to add, or should I just read for all? Okay. So section 12 is the list of recommendations. The first one, maybe I'll just pause and just say, Honourable Chair, that the recommendations in Parliament committees of a number of years were problematic, in that very often recommendations ended up being instructions to the DGs. And I think the DGs, we know the oversight of the DGs and they seem to oversight of the minister. Then we went into a phase now where we actually addressed the minister in the recommendation. The problem is, Chair, that the word instruct could be strong. And I'm raising this as somebody who looks critically at the work that we do. And just saying that before I even listen to them, members just need to indicate whether we should use that word or whether we should use a different word. Because while we will always say that the executive authority, it is correct that we are the ones that can instruct. It's just a question that I'm throwing up. But the first one, Chair.
Okay, maybe do this. Let's go to non-control session. But we complain if you think you started wrong. Don't anticipate that. That's a really checking we are having. So So that the control unit is that one to 15 down. So instruct is clear. Do not give it up.
Thank you, Chair. We're going to spend our money clear.
Okay, Chairperson. Chairperson, you're right. Because we should not tell it anything. You are just right, Chair. Because we've got the oversight over the minister, and part of the proposal is saying that, or the recommendation is reached, that the proposal committee recommends that the minister of public works, so the minister is instructing the minister, and the minister must then instruct the office. Just on the other part, some of the recommendations, the speaker and the house chair now in their offices, got certain people that takes out some of the recommendations, and the speaker sends a letter to the minister to say that the committee has noted these. So that makes the committee terms much more stronger. And then the speaker forwards that letter to the chairperson as well as to the chairperson of the committee, to say that the speaker has written to the minister as part of the recommendation that has come out of the report. Chair, because this report is the committee's report. So the speaker then writes that letter to the chairperson. But Chair, I would suggest part of what I want to put in, because for me it looks fine, I don't know about the other members, but I would suggest, Chair, because my previous experience that we had, every possibly year end, we had a section on the committee about our year's work, so that when we go into the new year, we then touch on the issues, and normally we give the department a year to respond or to fix up, so that when we go back and engage with them again to see what has been happening. Because part of this should be, when 2019 comes, we should leave a legacy report for the next people that come in to say, this is the legacy report of this committee, they have done that, they have achieved that, and 1, 2, 3 is still outstanding. So I want to put that also as part of the recommendation, but also as part of us moving forward to say that our follow up here, we should then say our follow up should be then in 12 months, or 9 months, or 6 months, so that we can then keep ourselves also up to date, but also the department, so that if there's no looking at, we are tracking in terms of our work.
Maybe so one point that we may want to just check how we see ourselves, the honorable members and the, our support staff. We are saying we recommend the minister. So I want to, I'm fine with it, but the DG, the top management, it is not correct that they must account to us as well. So that's the only person who accounts to us is the minister, and then the rest does not. So maybe let's talk about that. But I thought they all of them account to us. We must expect all that they must account, all of them. In fact, the officials must account. Almost like they always present things here. Yeah? When we feel they are failing us, we even call their boss, which we not have here. But all of them account to us, all of them. So there's no one that is like, is clean, so we only talk to the minister. So they are somewhere which they must not get there. They are not saying that, no, the portfolio book is not looking at us, it's only looking at the business. So it's looking at their tool. So almost everything we have the thing. So maybe let's talk about that, whether our name is missing something. But I thought all of them are all of them. In fact, the thinner you are, the more you should account it. Because they are all handling the past. So
thing for another exchange. No, I think they are all accounting to us, but it's only the line of communication. They are all accounting to us. So, but we are following the line of communication because the minister was with us. So we have got the right to call the department to have an account on the recommendation. After we have communicated through the right channel, the minister, because the minister works with them, you know, supervises day to day, you know. So then when we are complaining about the failure of the department, the minister also understands that we did indicate it. It's just like a communication we are following. But the chain is correct. All of them are helping to us.
I think that is the word of faith. Thank you very much. So, in as far as the first sentence, so we are getting the sense that we are fine. So can we go to the next?
Honorable Chair, I will read to them. The first one is the minister, the committee recommends that the minister of public works instructs that the DG provide a specific plan on the resuscitation of the regional workshop by the end of the first term of 2018. Second one, instructs the DDG in charge of the expanded public works program to avail the regulation and standard operating procedures on the process of selecting beneficiaries to the committee secretary by the end of the fourth term of this year. Could be a bit late, so we may want to make that either the second term in the next year. The third one discusses with the minister, and this is one of those recommendations where we try to give effect to the finding of the two executive authorities to talk to one another. Discusses with the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services on the matter of the urgent need for the establishment of a justice precinct for the people of Tana. Nearly making adjustments to the magistrate's court, continue to postpone and delay the provision of justice to the people of the area. It's possible that that sentence is out of place because it should already be in the body of the report. Four, engages with the Minister of Health and the relevant counterpart on the delay of the opening of the clinic at Kenturi in Tata. A report on such an engagement and the detailed flight plan, presentation, and the reason for the non-payment of the contract of the clinic had to be sent to the committee. We just need to put a time stamp there. Five, discusses with the Ministers of Justice and Correctional Services, Higher Education and Training, and Labour a programmatic approach for the skilling of relevantly graded offenders in prison. This discussion would be with a view of developing policy that could assist the programmatic skilling and certification of offenders that would assist their long-term re-emergence into society. This would simultaneously assist in the short term with the maintenance of boilers, plumbing, and other daily tasks at prisons, as well as other government sources. 12.6, consider the negative effects of the centralized supply chain management system that negates the speedy maintenance and service provision mandate that the regional offices of the DPW has towards client departments across the country. 7. Instruct the DG and top management of DPW and PETE to ensure that the IAMA is properly implemented. The PMTE to ensure that user and custodian asset management plans are crafted for all client departments so that proper daily and long-term maintenance is done to all government removable assets in which client departments
are. Thank you very much. Those are our recommendations. In case we think there's one missing,
That issue of the local contractors, the use of local contractors in the complicated work, I'm feeling strong about it, including empowering those that started as small men that have contractors. So, because those people are forgotten, you know, guys that are our friends in Ghana, they are everywhere. So it's not fair that when we know there's no problems where you don't have contractors that are at grade 11, 6, 7, 8. We will now help them. So I think we must have the two here. So do you want to comment on that one?
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
I could read it. I didn't want to read it because one of them scribbled down. So members don't have it there. But I will read what I have here. The appointment of local contractors in the Eastern Cape to implement projects requires serious attention. This requires provincial departments and local government authorities to implement policies of the 10 DPW. I will strengthen the chair because there's some elements of what was said that's not part of the policy.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mandarba, Honorable Reza, Honorable Matia, Honorable Adams.
Hey, I'm not yet on the recommendation. I'm only telling that was fixed by the Eastern Cape of not having grade 8 and 9. And they are not responsible for grading the contractors. So what the chair is saying, we must indicate to encourage them to use the local contractors, but the grading of the contractors is done by CIPP. So I think when the CIPP is here, we must check how far they have also assisted upgrading the contractors, because they were saying last time they are going to revisit the criteria on how to grade. Because it was based on the financial model, you know, financial model. You know, if you get the work and I pay to pay you, you can't go. Maybe you get one and they are no more being graded, upgraded. So I think maybe, I don't know how can we try and indicate, because to them, they were saying that we have taken these contractors because they have got nothing. They were not saying that. No, we don't want to take the local contractor. They are saying there is no grade 8 and grade 9. If there is no grade 8 and grade 9, they can shop outside the building so that the work can be done. Maybe the challenge that we are having is in the rural provinces, we don't see the growth of the contractors. I don't know how can we deal with this one, because really it's not upon them. They were having the challenge in the province.
I think the best we should do is to do our oversight work. From where I sit, I do know it's quite a number of contractors that have they went into an effect, they went to Northwest. Now, if they are saying they are not there, that can't be true. That can't be true. So I feel them. So it can't be true. Maybe let us get the staff to give us one.
So maybe we need a report to them, like CIPP and the department. They can tell us how many grade 8 and 9 we have in different offices. Just give us a data code report at the moment. So that we can't go in that process and tell us that they tell us that no, there is no contract of this grade. When they are using other people instead of the local one. Okay. If we can
receive a question. Okay, let's use mic because we need it.
I'm proposing that in order for us to be empowered on the grade of the contractors in different provinces, we request the department and CIPP to table the status quo report in different provinces to say the grading
up to how far
yeah.
the crane was the contractor. So that when we put them to say that use the local contractor, we know exactly because they have got information
yeah.
that they have presented before us. Thank you.
Just on this one, I think the problem lies with, and as a portfolio committee, we should really step into this. That's why when I was still keeping your seat warm, I've made a recommendation to the staff that we call Black Business Council Reconstruction. What happens, Chair, is that and somehow or other we should make it a point or an instruction to the minister to keep to the construction industry that whenever a grade 9 construction company is doing a big project, he or she should take the local builders, your grade 1 to grade 7, under their wing. Because the CIEP can only grade you when you do work. Now, some of these big grade 9 companies, they bring their other towns and friends and families and all that do work so that the grading can go up for these companies. But locally, specifically in the rural province, that has to happen. And part of our thing was the public work, the custodian of those environments, is that there's no specific clear guidance even from the committee side to say, make this a law that wherever you are, we see the big stadiums of those, WBHO has their own federal contractors. But there's no local contractors were busy there to be graded as such. And we should make that recommendation, even if you put it here now,
yeah.
to say that the department should give us this committee a report on how small contractors are being included into in order to earn their claim. I think that is what we should do. Because although CIDPs can come and explain to us, but CIDPs answer will be, we can only grade in terms of the work and the criteria. But now who's responsible for the work and the criteria? It's public works, the both environment. So the both environment, public works, and then says, but now we put this recommendation there. And as a committee, I think we should put the recommendation to public works to say, that if Evans Construction is a grade 2 and Mamey Construction is a grade 9, Mamey then contact Evans Construction so that Evans Construction can be upgraded to a level, a higher grade. Because in all of our oversight chain, in all our oversight that we have picked up, even in the third parliament, when I was the HOP on this public works committee, when we went for oversight, that grade 9 is all mostly white people. And I'm not racist or anything yet, but it is well-established guys that have been with Marvin Roberts and with all these other big companies, Sandwich and Love More, so they resigned from that big company because they've got experience. They open up their own company, and then they take the guys that used to work for them in that big company. And then they said, okay, now I know my robot, come and work, but I'll get my ready to register.
Thank you.
So that is what we need to do then.
I think we let's put that, Honorable Adam has put it, that it be a clear recommendation that all the, in all the web that we are oversighting, must ensure that all the levels, you know, grade 1 up to all the grades, you know, the small men, the medium men, you see level 6, level grade 7, all of them must be given well performed so that they can grow. So I think that will be more clear because, you know, the small ones, okay, 1, 2, 3, they are used as a you know, subcontractors, they do a good job, and then later they are charged. So they are not associated. So all of them, from level 1 to up to level
7, 8, all of them must be accepted until they are up. So let's make it a clear recommendation. I think the way Honorable Adam is putting it is quite important in this area. But that information, the proposal that we must get the CITB to come and present as proposed by Honorable Madoka in the March. And the sooner we do it, the better. Let's find the sooner, because that information we must know. You know, the Constitution of South Africa wants us to reverse the imbalance of the past. It will be reversed where in the Western areas that were called labor-sending areas, they are forgotten areas. They must also have contact. So we must make the contractors must not be in the suburbs, in the townships, but even in the rural areas. So we must make the point, people who are not voting must be some voting. Otherwise we have more criminals. And then we'll think God is angry when it is us who are not helping people to progress. So I think we must make it clear the Constitution wants us to do it. That's us. You can't have one person in our game moving everywhere. Because it's a friend to somebody. It doesn't matter the person is having a good car. It doesn't matter. It has, we are for all people of South Africa. We want, in particular, those that are not helped. We must help them, we must help them. I think that proposal put by Honorable Adam is really saying this is what we want. So everybody must be clear. So I think. That is it, but there was help that I noted before. Honorable Leader.
Thank you again, Chair. I think the recommendations as they stand are a reasonable reflection. It's just a couple of things that I maybe want to tweak or add or comment on. Yes, I've been picking up on the Honorable Adams. Issue of deadlines. I know that 12.1 and 12.2 both have deadlines in them, but I certainly think that 12.3 and 12.4 require deadlines to be placed into them so that we can get some urgent feedback on particularly those two issues which I think need to be dealt with. Getting to 12.1 and this issue of the workshop and taking them into account the discussions that we've had with the department subsequent to the site visits. I think that we started to get back into a little bit of a grey area in terms of this issue around regional workshops. Because we keep on talking about maintenance for under 100,000 rand is not the job of the department. If you consider the work majority of the work that these regional workshops would be doing, would that not be mostly for issues under 100,000 rand? So we're starting to get back into this identity crisis that the department keeps on suffering from, as to we're not really sure if we know what we're supposed to be doing or not, and therefore we're kind of doing a little bit of everything. So I think that 12.1 needs to be there, because I think we certainly need to understand the plan. But is it relevant in terms of the bigger scheme of things? And so if we consider again some of the other recommendations, I think 12.7 particularly is important. We were talking about getting a user and custodian asset management plan. Again, it's something that should be in place, almost like a lease agreement, which is detailing specific responsibilities between user departments and public works. And again, this points to the fact, do we know what our bigger role is? And the issue is those two white papers that are outstanding that talking about, which are going to resolve these issues. And so, therefore, I want to say again, recommendation number 12.8 perhaps needs to be that we urgently review the role. Jen, I think all of these recommendations will tie into that very issue of, do we really know who we are and what we're supposed to be doing? So I would like to see that those white papers also get included in the recommendation and the review thereof, and the urgency of those things gets highlighted again. Workshop is a grey area. Peace agreements, the deadlines we've spoken about, identity crisis. That really is it, Chair. I think that, as I say, the recommendations are a good reflection of what we want to see out of this. I just think we need to fill out that issue around making sure that strategically the department knows what their direction is, because that after all is the role of the minister. Thank you. Who's next?
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. To add to the recommendations given by Honourable Adams there about the small contractors being assisted, I want to add by saying there should also be a regulation. There must be regulated on how they get into the waiting to get out of this contract. Because in most cases, this small ones are just being ripped off, and at the end of the day, they do a lot of work, but they get nothing, and they're not getting assistance. It should be, maybe we should talk about that. The issue on 12.7 has talked especially about the client department taking care of maintaining their own property or their own property or their own assets. I think we are very economic with our own team. We are very light on it. I think we should be more better on it, how they are supposed to do it. Because in most cases, they just leave this asset of theirs to be too late because they feel that we still for the department of public where everything is something and we keep our assets in a good condition. You know, it is very pathetic to hear what is happening on the other side when people can use shower, which was by day and female, which do not even have shower, and this one who had it was they just to install a job and they wait for the department to come back to them today. We cannot have department of that nature. The issue of citizen payment, we did not talk about it in our conversation. We should also come along with it because honestly speaking, we don't have to be talking about this case anymore. Contractors are very soon here on the report. They are those that are really being a company because of it because they have paid on that. I think we should also
have them
about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My name was asked to suggest the recommendation. I'm covered on the day-to-day payment. The other thing that I think we did not talk to on the recommendation is the issue of the provision of industrial provision for people with disabilities. To say that we must have a new recommendation because as a matter of fact, it needs to be added to say that we need them a quick attention to be fixed. But on the issue of 12.7 chair, you know, the challenge, the Department of Public Works is having a challenge. In a sense that chair, the Department of Public Works does not just go and maintain the correct service. They wait for the client department to put the request forward. But when it is not done, it is the Department of Public Works that is being blamed. As you correctly indicated, South Africa went because of public works. But they have got limitations. That's why this particular plan is important, so that it can be understood as a plan of each and every client department
and then also even to put the time frame when it's gonna be, you know, maintained and so on. Because if the Department of Public Works really can't just go and maintain. They maintain through the budget of the client department when they've already put the request forward. Without the request, nothing can be done. So I think it's something that must come clear, because when the department are failing, they point to the Department of Public Works. So it's something that needs an attention going forward. Thank you.
I hope you are noting those points. Or maybe one thing that is really making accessible to disabled people. This is an example, but this must be extended to other similar buildings across the province and in the country. So that, but we are starting from there, but because this is giving us an idea of the conversation. That school and also elsewhere in the province and in South Africa.
Okay.
On
the same issue.
Okay.
It's a policy of the government that all the buildings must be accessible to the people with disabilities. So this one they breach the policy. That's why we are saying it's the policy of.
Now we are really, remember the supreme body in South Africa is the Constitution, Act 108 of 1993. That's the supreme body.
Yeah.
It says you must preserve the imbalance of the past, must restore the dignity of everybody, but it's that much life. But we're not doing that. Now that's why we are now giving this study. Because these policies are there, but are not implemented. Yeah, I think we must say something about consequence management. Because indeed, these things are undermining the policy. But there's another point I think must be left out, because I think Honorable Reader put it, you know, the role of tenants and users as well. You can't expect everything to clean your house, even to not to fix the cases. No, you want everything to be done by somebody else. So I think there should be some rule. So not because my control rules. There are some rules, you know, that are they are there, but many a time they are not followed up. Yeah? So they are not implemented. So let's get them up, because when we get there, we get them back. So like those doors that are open, but also the how soon the doors get broken, the windows get broken out, because there's no consequence management even by user. Because if the door is put now today, and every month down the line the door is broken. Now can we really be putting new doors at the time? So which means there should be rules to govern our relationship between the tenant, between the users, anyway, this must be demanded so that it is the fund we got is like opening the water tap and to allow it to flow. Because they say this is government, their water. So I think the rules must be implemented and we must make noise about it. When they are not implemented, we must make noise, because who else would make noise if we are not making noise? I think let's do that. You wanted to say something?
Thank you. I think now that you've mentioned the ground issues, one of the things that did come up, and I think Honorable Adams and other members did actually raise it at that recent correctional center, was the issue of provision for dealing with the drought situation, because their response was, it's not a problem yet. And members were not very convinced by that argument, because they were saying, why not you wait for it to be a problem before you actually actually deal with it. And I think there was like issues of shorter tanks and things like that, so that you're actually saving not only on the water but also on the electricity. That provision must be made in those days rather than wait for it to become a crisis and then you're going to deal with it. That was one of the issues. The other one is to do with the contractor. One of the recommendations was that CIMC had to come and clarify what the issue is, because what one of the reports was that no, apart from there are not grade 8 or higher grade contractors in the province, that there were several contractors that actually tendered for projects but they were found not to be tax compliant. So that was an issue then that either the department itself or CIDB and the department together had to actually clarify. The issue about the supply chain management, it might explain that it used to be devolved to the region. But I think it was taken back, it was centralized. So now centralized at head office in Pretoria and then of course the consequences. But I think one of the things that if we are making a recommendation in that regard, if I'm getting it correctly, that area needs to be reviewed. One of the issues that did come out in terms of the region there was that regional department of work has a staff complement of 360 people but a vacancy of 118, and they indicated that more than half of the people there is under that supply chain management area. So I think we also just need to look at the consequences of that recommendation. And then I think the members have adequately dealt with the issue of people with disabilities, because that was also at the school itself. The contractor said, well, it didn't form part of the scope of work, and the committee again was not convinced by that argument, because as the committee had indicated, that this is actually a legal requirement in all public buildings, especially going forward. If you're building, it must have access. Provision made, must be made for people with disabilities.
Thank you very much. Still on the issue of conductors not complying, it's something that we must really check very closely as to the reason why. You find that these are the conductors that have been working for many months without being paid. Now they're back, they have no money, they can't do anything. Now you say they are not compliant. Everybody else, they forget that we were the result of them. It's the same for consequence management. I think we must own up to the things we are doing to these small contractors. Small, medium, and those that are already at level 7, level 8, they must also be assisted up. So I think we really have a lot of work after the meeting with the we must check how they were clear for and how we helping them, paying them, because it results in them feeling that they are forgotten. It is them who are now not compliant. When it is us, we are not compliant. By not paying them in 30 days, not paying them even in 50 days. We have been now in what? There's a conductor that has not been paid for many. Now you expect that conductor to have all the documents, all the stars, all the. So I think we must own up. We've been engaged with everybody that we are the result of that. We must own up. Those conductors that are in a worse situation because we didn't pay them, we must ensure that doesn't happen. I think we should be a fair, caring government. So I think. So which means our recommendation then will be added, taking into account all the comments of the members, and I'm quite happy with
the input. I must say I'm very, very happy with the level of input that one of the members of this committee, all of you, that's why I'm waiting. So, Honorable Patricia Adams, you can think she's a teacher that has been there for some time. She is as alert as a 17-year-old. So, I'm quite happy about that. So, I'm glad. Honorable members, I think for the day, in the portfolio committee, we have done a good job. The other work now is left with my staff here, and I'm going to be meeting with them a little bit more often so that we check up the questions. Honorable member, Mr. Adams, you raised, who is checking, finding, who is checking the recommendation? It is them sitting here with me. So that is what has happened. So I think so we can't say no. So we can't be hoping to do other work. We must do the work as well. We must monitor ourselves as well. So I must thank you very much. I'm sure we have done a good work, and there's something that is encouraged to reflect us. And I'm sure because we have worked very hard, it is up there to go and get refreshment and something to make us strong for the city up there. So if we all agree, so everybody agrees, we are done for the portfolio. Thank you very much. We'll go up there. The meeting is now off. I'm advised that we, for record, we must indicate that the report is considered and adopted with the amendment that we have suggested. Honorable Mandova is moving. Okay, moving.
I move it with an amendment.
Honorable Patricia,
okay.
Yes,
that's the all second. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are now done. Thank you.